Welcome back. Well, analysts' expectations for a 0.7% rise in retail sales during Black Friday month has been sharply outpaced. The November print came in at 2.6% year-on-year from 0.4% in October. While this is a marked improvement, it is well below the 4.5% average annualized growth rate recorded during the November seasonal sales over the last 4 years. Rizwana Samad from Nedbank CIB joins us now to unpack the latest print. Rizwana, thanks so much for your time this evening. So how much to really get excited about? How much simply Black Friday effect?
I think the majority of that uptick was as a result of Black Friday sales, particularly as consumers have been quite hard hit by high unemployment rates, rising debt levels, falling disposable income growth through much of the year. And so a lot of it has come through as a result of discounts and sales that we've been seeing in November. So yes, it is a print to be excited about given how high it's risen above consensus, but I think we need to watch the December print to see whether this sort of trend is sustained into December in order to really get optimistic about avoiding a recession in 2019.
I guess tempering some of that excitement as well, Rizwana, is the fact that overall the growth rate is still well below the 4.5% average annualized growth rate that was recorded during the November seasonal sales over the past 4 years. So there is some tempering that's coming through here in terms of consumer spend at the rate we've been used to in the past.
Yes, and as I said, that's because the consumers have actually tightened their belt quite substantially, not just in 2019, but in 2018 as well. We've seen savings levels and saving rates continue to fall, and that's as an extension of a lower wage growth, lower earnings overall, and debt just piling up as we've seen credit extension to households rise. So consumers are really hard pressed in this very weak economy, and that's reflective in the retail sales print that for much of the year has disappointed consensus and remained well below historical averages.
I know the spotlight is on the consumer tightening their purse strings, but retailers are also in the spotlight here, Rizwana. So let's unpack that a bit, because one would expect this to point to the fact that retailers are also already compromised on margins and that promotional activity has become somewhat more limited too.
Yes, so we've seen cost increases, particularly on the labor input costs rising in recent years. And as a result of that, we've seen a significant margin compression, even when costs have been rising in 2017 and 2018. Because demand has been so weak, producers and retailers have not been able to pass that on to a very weak consumer base. However, that sort of leeway has sort of caught up with retailers, and in this sort of economy, we can't expect any sort of major promotional sales to persist for an extended period. I think sort of reprieve from a cost perspective is producer input costs, which have fallen in recent months. PPI is now currently just about 3%, so that's probably going to provide retailers with some breathing room from a margin perspective in the next couple of months.
Okay. Well, what the data print today also points to is just how consumers have shifted in terms of their consumption patterns. The largest annual growth rates were recorded for retailers in food, beverages and tobacco in specialized stores. That seeing growth of 6.2%, Rizwana, I guess unsurprising as we headed into the festive season, but also as consumers become more focused on their needs as opposed to their wants.
Yes, typically or historically rather, what we've been seeing during these festive season sales are large increases in clothing, textiles, shoes, and other sort of luxury and not really necessities. But now what we've been seeing, as you correctly pointed out, sales of food and beverages really peaking ahead of that festive season. A lot of consumers also using this time to stock up ahead of the festive season, but also, you know, purchase gifts and other sort of, you know, luxury items ahead of the December, Christmas and festive season. So consumers really becoming wiser in a very tough economic environment.
Of course, so we still await December's retail figures to come through, but for now and at these levels, Ruzwana, do you see this last quarter performance likely, you know, to contribute to GDP growth in the fourth quarter and enough or to the extent that it could potentially ward off and prevent a technical recession?
Yeah, one must remember that the consumer really drives growth in the economy, makes up about 63% of GDP growth. And yes, if we do see a December print that's positive on a month-on-month and on an annualized basis in terms of retail sales, then we could have a positive contribution from household spending into GDP growth. In that vein, we could avoid a technical recession. But we still have the December print that's outstanding. And in prior years, we've seen negative month-on-month change in terms of retail sales in December. So historically, if you go on trends, would imply that the December print will be negative. And so for now, I'm a bit sort of cautious with regards to whether or not we're going to experience a recession. It all seems to be in the hands of consumers. The secondary sector of the economy is already in a contraction, looking at some of the high frequency data prints we've been seeing already. And so that December print will be key from a consumer and growth perspective.
Of course, this all ahead of the SARB's MPC decision on interest rates tomorrow, where consensus is that we're expected to, for rates to be kept on hold. Let's leave it there, Ruzwana. Thanks so much for having joined us this evening. That, of course, Nedbank CIB's Ruzwana Sumat.